Hi, I'm Dr. Jen, and this is my little brother, Coach Doug.
And we are Mindful Vibin'.
When you're disciplining your child, it's usually at a time of like negativity, right? Like they've done something wrong. Somebody's upset. Somebody's hurt. Somebody's whatever. So when you make the decision on the discipline, you're 9 times out of 10, probably not in a good feeling space, right? And, you know, Roger and I have really, really worked at like navigating, okay, saying to Grayson and Nolan, there will be a punishment. We don't know what it is, but there's going to be a punishment. Because if I make the decision right now, you're grounded for a week, right? Yeah. But if I'm logical and I think if I'm step back and, you know, then it's like, okay, how about what's equal to the crime, right? Rather than like, it's the end of the world and your life's over, right? So... Welcome to another episode of Mindful Vibin'. We are your hosts, Dr. Jennifer Huberty and Coach Douglas White. My brother, Douglas, is a former major league pitching coach and pitching director, and currently is a consultant coach for anyone seeking to better themselves. That includes professional athletes, organizations, business execs, entrepreneurs, and of course, the general public.
My sister, Jennifer, is an associate professor in the College of Health Solutions at Arizona State University and is the director of science for the meditation mobile app, Calm. We came together to create Mindful Vibe and share our experiences and insights into our personal growth journeys. We should have an audience thingy, you know what I mean? Like,
you know, like they're all cheering for us. Like back in the 80s when they had game shows and like,
yeah,
they'd hold up a sign that said you're supposed to like cheer and applaud. It says applaud, cheer, and everyone's
like, you remember like Tecmo Bowl in the background?
No.
That game was legit. Tecmo Bowl, RBI baseball. Man, that shit was fun. Oh, taking it back. All right, here we go.
Okay. Yeah.
The recap is we have chatted about relationships in the last couple episodes. First one was mainly like background stuff, you know, getting us up to speed, the relationship between you and you, right? Your own relationship with yourself. And then we dabbled in adding someone else into the equation, right? We talked about partners. Yeah. More specifically in a romantic manner. And now the third part of our relationship series, right, is on kids. You know, parents and the relationship with their children. Obviously, because Jennifer, you have 2 children, correct?
Yes, I do. Grayson Roger Huberty at 11 and Nolan Howard Huberty, 8 years old.
You say Roger Huberty?
Huh?
Did you say Roger Huberty?
Grayson Roger Huberty. Oh. He's named after his dad. And then Nolan Howard Huberty is named after our dad.
Gotcha. Awesome.
Pretty cool, huh?
Beautiful. But so what we're wanting to chat about here in this one is how can you create a relationship with your children, right?
Yeah.
How can you improve upon your current relationship? And then what are some of the things we should all know when dealing with our kids? And so we're going to talk about some things about their own guidance system, right? They have an inner being, they're real people. We're going to talk about connecting with them. A little bit on discipline, a little bit on guilt. You know what you feel as a parent sometimes when you get disappointed in your children, and then obviously tying it all together. Okay, so first things first, before I get out of the way here, is for me. Okay, I understand that I'm not a dad, so this is more of like, okay, this is what I would hope or want to do. If I was starting a relationship with my newborn children, if one day that happens for me, right? Mm-hmm. Is that right away I want to come from the perspective of they have their own inner being. They have their own guidance system, no matter what the age. So I want to like be thinking about that in that manner. So when I start communicating, that's how I'm doing it.
Right.
And that at the same time, they're real people, no matter their age. So that's like the base foundation for me as a father. That's what I would want to do first. What do you got on that?
Yeah, but then also, I agree with you. But then there's also a point of it, too. The other side of the coin is that as a parent, reminding them that they have their own guidance system and that and remembering that they're real people, but it's also like thinking about them from what you can notice from them, what you can be aware of them, what are they teaching you in the moment? It's like they are that bell during your meditation to remind you to come back to awareness, right? To back to the moment. So it's like, what's happening right here? What can I be learning in the moment? What's staring at me in the face? Those are the things. It's like the internal, it's the internal being, you and you, your relationship with you. Where are you at? And what, and your kids can remind you to get there, like observing and being aware, I guess, is that. So it's kind of like both sides of that.
Yeah, I get that. So like you have one side of it where obviously they're real people. They have their own guidance system. And at the same time, you get to learn from them for that very reason as well.
Right. About your own emotional awareness and checking in with yourself and how are you reacting and how are you feeling?
And what's showing up for you.
Exactly.
In that yeah,
exactly.
So the next thing too, is we want to discuss a little bit about connecting with your children, right? As opposed to, you know, it's learning about their desires, their wants, their likes, their dislikes, as opposed to telling them what they should like or not like, what they should want to play or involve themselves in or
based
not.
On, yeah, based on what you want them to be or your illusion, right? Like we talked about last week, illusion of how you want them to be.
Like boy plays with boy stuff, girl plays with girl stuff, right? Yeah. Absolutely. Cause what, so what happens like, and it'd be interesting cause me as a father, right. My boy's like, I don't know, 4 or 5 years old. And all of a sudden he comes home with a Barbie doll. I might be like, what are we doing here? But, but that's the thing. That's where I want to have that awareness and that presence to go, not your life, Dougie, not your job, Dougie.
Well, and I think too, it's like, you know, Grayson and Nolan have had their things, like, because you were in baseball and we got to do all these baseball things. They played baseball. They wanted to be like Uncle Dougie, but now they're older and they don't like baseball at all. They hate it. Yeah. And when they first told me they weren't going to play baseball anymore, I was like, what? Yeah. You know, and I just had to remember, okay, Jen, it's not your decision what sport they like it's their decision. And Nolan has latched on to soccer and is like lives, breathes, drinks and eats it. And that's awesome. Yeah. Grayson, he likes basketball, but he also likes golfing and he also likes skateboarding and he also likes scootering. Sure. He's all over the place. So he's not going to be that hardcore athlete that like, okay, it'd be cool. Right. But that's not my decision to make. I have to support him. You want guitar lessons? Okay. We're going to try guitar just like we would try baseball.
Yeah.
So
my thing would be like, when to know or, you know, to like push somebody, you know, because sometimes like when you are younger, you don't really understand some of the things that are going on. Like, for example, yeah. I played the trumpet when I was a young kid. Right. And now I look back on that, I'm like, man, it'd be so dope to have that in my tool bag.
Yeah. Maybe you could catch a lady and play the trumpet for her.
There you go. Right out the door. Okay. But you understand what I'm saying? Like, I didn't really understand that.
I bet you chicks dig trumpets.
But can we focus on the show, please?
I'm sorry. It was just perfect. You walked right into that one. Oh, and by the way, ladies,
I didn't walk.
He doesn't have a beard anymore. You need to go to Instagram pronto and check it out. Well, he does, but it's tame.
Jennifer, can we focus, please?
Okay, sorry.
So what I'm saying is now as an adult, that is a pretty cool thing to be able to do the way I look at it now. Right. Mm-hmm. But when I was a kid looking at it, all I thought was, I don't want to carry this thing home and I don't want to practice it.
Okay. So
I don't know if I'd be very good at, I got to know what that fine line is between pushing them and guiding them.
No, and that's where the real people part comes in that we just talked about and having real conversation with them. So it's like, okay, Grayson starts a sport, right? And halfway through, he doesn't really want to do it. And it's like, I'm sorry, you made a commitment to your coach. You made a commitment to your team. You need to finish out the season. When the season is over, you can decide if you want to play that sport at all. That's up to you. But you made a commitment to other people. And one of the things that we all, you know, could do is keep our commitments to people, right? Like, we want to be able to keep our commitments. And I know, yeah, I get like, okay, well, if it doesn't feel good, why should it matter? And I understand some of that, but this is that fine line between just teaching something so that they can guide and navigate themselves. I don't know. It's hard to explain. It's like, because otherwise,
learn a lesson from it is what you're saying. You have to teach somebody commitment. You have to teach
somebody. Yeah, but not a lesson as if he needs to learn a lesson. It's more of just like how the world functions. And I understand that, you know, it's like the next time, you know, you have to really ask yourself, do you really want to play this? What's your motive? Why are you playing it? If you really want to play it, play it. If you don't really want to play it, don't sign up for it. You know, yeah. So maybe there was an underlying reason why he signed up for originally. And halfway through, he's like, screw this. I should have stuck to what I felt in the first place.
Or maybe before you even sign up for it, you have that discussion and you're like, look, here's the deal. I'm going to put the money up. But if I'm putting the money up, you're committing to the whole season.
Right, right.
You could put the money up. You could walk anytime you want to.
Right.
You want to put the money up, obviously, mm-hmm. if they're at a certain age. And that might be something I used to do because, and you know, people listening are going to be like, geez, Doug, you're going to be a dick. But our mom and dad, what was our mom and dad? We started making our own lunches when we were what, 6, 7 years old for school. We did our own laundry. Wait up. I did my own laundry when I was 8 years old going on. Started working in a restaurant, 10 years old going on, right? So like, I don't know. I was taught early to fend for myself, to be independent, to handle my business, right? And I liked it and I still do like it. And I will probably want to have that type of process going on with my kids because I don't want to be living their life for them. And, you know, like, I don't know, dressing them and all that guy once they're ready to, once they can.
Yeah. I mean, but that kind of gets into our next topic about discipline and how do I discipline and navigating the role as a parent while still connecting to them. Right. Because those things that you're teaching, in my opinion, helps with discipline. You know, my children wake up every morning and they have 2 or 3 chores on a list. They come home every day from school, they make their lunch, and they have 2 or 3 chores on their list. After that, you play, you do your thing. But sure, there are things we have to get done. Are there some days where there's whining and complaining? Sure. And on those days, again, we back to the real people, the communication. You see, mom and dad, I'm working. Dad's working. These are the things we have to get done before we have fun. These are your work things that you have to get done before you have fun. Everybody in the family is working together so that we can all do the things that we want to do and have fun. So it's the real people, the having the communication, but it also contributes to discipline because the more they understand that and they have these things, these, I hate to say, rules that they live by, it helps them be discipline. I mean, Montessori does the same thing. At Montessori, you don't take something out and not put it back. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You put that work back. At my house, nothing gets left out. If you're done using it, it goes away. I don't want to hear it. Like, you do it.
I agree with that.
Oh, yeah. So, but that's part of disciplining. It's like these things about their guidance system and their real people. When you're allowing them to be guided by themselves, when you're having real conversations with them as best as you can, when you're staying in touch with who you are as best as you can, of course, I'm a parent. I yell, I get upset, you know, all those things. Those things all are going to contribute to the discipline of your child. It's like, it kind of automatically takes care of itself, if you will.
Yeah.
So you're navigating the role as a parent, the more you're staying connected, right? The more you're allowing them to be your teacher and being aware.
Yeah.
It's all this cyclical thing, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I think I followed that one. So then where does this guilt thing come in?
Well, so I think the guilt thing comes in. I mean, I would be surprised if there isn't, if like almost all the listeners are like, but what do you do with guilt? Because I'm not going to say I feel bad sometimes that I make my kids do their laundry before school, like fold their laundry before school and they're not just watching TV. Sometimes it makes me feel bad. Or the other thing is like, you know, we all are responsible, right, for who we are, the relationship with ourselves, and we're going to have off days.
Yeah.
And so if your kid comes in and they want to do something and it's like the worst time ever because you're not in a good space and you just had something happen at work and you're blah, blah, blah. And then the next thing is you say something that's in a not nice manner or, you know, it shows lack of. Yeah, it's just it's like then there's guilt. It's like my child will lay asleep at night and, you know, like Nolan was sleeping on my floor last night. He looks so innocent and perfect. And he's, you know, this 8-year-old boy just cuddled up with his little sloth and his sleeping bag on my floor. And it's like, you know, then you can't help sometimes to think like, oh, I should have done this a little bit more today, or I could have taken the time. So again, this is why we keep going back and all the episodes we've done before, and especially the first ones, you know, with emotionally aware, is like the more that you do those things, the less that you watch your child and think, oh, I wish, the more you're like, I'm glad. Well, right.
I would say the one thing about that, it goes back to they are real people and communicating to them that way, where mommy and daddy are going to mess some things up. They're going to react in a way they don't want to sometimes. And we're going to communicate to you in a less than way. Sometimes we're going to yell. Sometimes we're going to be disappointed, you know, so on and so forth. But if you can show them that you can communicate to them, obviously this would be after the fact, right? You've yelled or whatever you did, right? In that situation where you're feeling that guilt, that you can come back to them and address it in a way that, hey, I was out of alignment. This is how I wanted to handle it. I chose to handle it this way, you know, and not necessarily like you have to apologize. Maybe you do. Maybe that's what you feel best in the moment. But again, you're letting them realize that, hey, I'm responsible for my own alignment.
Exactly.
And you know, my own guidance, the same way you will be, or you currently are and will continue to be. And so, hey, that's how sometimes this relationship is going to go. And sometimes I got to make that parent decision, and that you being the child, you're not going to be really happy with. But in the long run, it to me as the parent feels like the best decision to make.
Yeah. And, you know, it's one thing also to add to that is like discipline and like the place where we make the decisions about discipline. Think about that. When you're disciplining your child, it's usually at a time of like negativity, right? Like they've done something wrong. Somebody's upset. Somebody's hurt. Somebody's whatever. So when you make the decision on the discipline, you're 9 times out of 10, probably not in a good feeling space. Right. And, you know, Roger and I have really, really worked at like navigating, okay, saying to Grayson and Nolan, there will be a punishment. We don't know what it is, but there's going to be a punishment. Because if I make the decision right now, you're grounded for a week, right? Yeah. But if I'm logical and I think if I'm step back and, you know, then it's like, okay, how about what's equal to the crime, right? Rather than like, it's the end of the world and your life's over, right? So. Yeah. So navigating it that way. And the other thing I want to add to that too, and this is just a really quick example, is when you're feeling a certain, if you're inspired about the way you're disciplining, or you're inspired in a way to handle something, that's probably going to come out 9 times out of 10 amazingly, right? It's like, it feels really good to you. So I told you this, and I'll share briefly. Like Grayson came home, and there's some other kids in the neighborhood he's spending time with, and he's being exposed to things that are way outside of his necessity of being exposed to, right? Like girls and things on social media, because there's an older kid, you know, 2-3 years older that he's spending time with. And so, you know, we're sitting at the dinner table and he's just having communication and conversating and telling me, oh, blah, blah, blah about this. And oh, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh my goodness. So I realized, you know, it's probably not a good decision to like have my kid hang out with this kid anymore. Like, and so I stepped back after dinner and I said to Rog, you know, I'm just not, doesn't feel good anymore for him to do that. And I think we should make another decision about his participation with this friend. And for some reason, I feel like I want to talk to the kids. I want to talk to the kids on why I'm making this decision. So I reached out to the other parent, and I mean, she came over, she was flabbergasted. Her face was like dropped the whole time because I just, her and her kid, I said, look, you know, you didn't do anything wrong. Grayson didn't do anything wrong. But these are things that I don't want Grayson exposed to. And this other person that you two spend time with, it's not comfortable for me. I want Grayson to be safe. He'll have plenty of time to be exposed to these things. It's just not necessary now. You've done nothing wrong. Grayson's not a bad kid. You're not a bad kid. But it's just the best choice for me as a parent right now for Grayson. And Grayson isn't tattling. He just communicates with us. And he told us in conversation. And the kid was like, okay. And then they went on their merry way and everything's fine. And the third kid is not in the picture because the other parent jumped on board as well and doesn't want her kid playing with the kid. So, but when I was doing that conversation with the kid, I felt really good about, I was really in a good space. I felt good about it. I was genuine. I was honest. And it wasn't about blame. It was just about making a decision so everyone's safe. For kids, you know, and worked out fine. So, and I'm not saying I'm like the all knowing, trust me. I yelled at Grayson and Nolan yesterday, guaranteed. I don't have to even remember it. I probably did, but you know, it's just being mindful of this whole space. Like we talked about in the last episode, you and you.
Yeah, for sure. So let's wrap it up here. You know, I think we've chatted long enough. So what are we going to tie in here? What we already know, right? So biggest thing is with any relationship, you got to keep up to speed with who you are. And then you got to keep up to speed with the relationship. So yes, you're keeping up to speed with yourself. What do we mean by that? That means we're attempting to feel as good as we can, as often as we can. And we're doing the self care stuff for us to be in those spaces, right? The meditations, the working out, the movement, the good eating, you know, all that stuff, right? But the other thing that you can do, and we recommend you should do on a very regular basis, positive aspect lists about your kids, yes. Positive aspect lists about you being a parent and what you love about it and what it brings you. Because if you can stay up to speed vibrationally on those things, yes, you're absolutely going to have the bumps, but this will make it a smoother ride overall, and you'll have a lot better communication with your kids, which entail you're going to have a way better relationship, which is what every parent, I would assume, wants, is to have an amazing relationship with their children, right?
Yeah, I think it's pretty easy to do those things, too.
Well, it is. It just takes your time and your focus. So it's like, how important is it to you? And then you go handle it. Right. Yeah. Anything else, Jen, you want to say before we wrap this up?
No, I think that's it.
Okay. So this is the last episode for our relationship series, right? Mm-hmm. And so we'll have some surprises for you guys here soon. Okay. Thank you very much for listening in. Yeah. Later.